Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad that you're able to tune in today, and we're going to have an exciting program as well as an exciting announcement. This is very important, so if you have family, friends, or relative, please get on the phone, call them up, tell them Straight Talk with Stan Macklin's on the air, and he's going to be sharing with you about an important announcement that he's going to be sharing later on in the program. But today's program, we're going to be talking about the email controversy that fueled a heated exchange at the Harrisonburg City Council last night. Now, for those of you that are listening around the world and across the nation, right here in the Shenandoah Valley in the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia, that's what we're going to be talking about, because tension rose for a few, several minutes at the Harrisonburg City Council meeting on Tuesday during the public comment, which will be leading me to also talk about a special announcement. But as you know, we are in an election season, and there is a lot of things that are going on around the country, primarily the electoral presidential race between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And you know, I did a program which was giving some perspectives about the importance of you picking the candidate of your choice. But I think in a political season, a lot of crazy things happen that we have a tendency to overlook. But there were some tensions that rose here on the local level, because we can't forget about what's happening on the local level at the expense of what's happening on the national level. But here in the city of Harrisonburg, its own, and tensions rose for a few moments at the Harrisonburg City Council meeting on Tuesday during the public comment portion of the evening. This is an opportunity where citizens can come forth and can share their concern. Dozens were at this meeting literally calling for Harrisburg Commission of the Revenue, Ms. Karen Rose, and City Auditor Gene Ergenbright to be fired. And this is because in May, emails were allegedly sent from Ergenbright using a Hitler emoji when talking about the business nexus. And this here is something that we want to talk about, because there was some controversy that came forth when Stephen Thomas, a Harrisonburg resident, said to the council, that we should support that woman. And following the defense of Rose, Thomas was escorted out of the city council, yes, by police. And nine people took to the podium demanding the termination of Rose on grounds of racial and minority discrimination. And some said that the Hitler emoji email happened under Rose's watch. And what that means is that Ergenbright excuse me, he sent this Hitler emoji out at the expense of taxpayers' equipment. And this here should be unacceptable. Not only that, but just the use of a Hitler emoji. And what happened in the midst of this here, I made a statement that I can't allow any form of intolerance to exist in this city. And this is what's happening in our city. And when you turn a blind eye to it, it doesn't do anything but get worse and worse. Cities have to be accountable. They have to hold accountable. But this particular office, it is an elected office. It's state-funded and gets some portion of its money from the city. But there was quite concerned about the sharing of differences at the meeting. Some concerned citizens said she's a great, wonderful person. I just think that this is an assassination of character. And I just want to make it plain, being on the fact that also being one of the founding members and managing directors of the group called ARM, which stands for American Resisting Minority and Ethnic Discrimination, this is not about the assassination of Ms. Rhodes. It's about holding her accountable as a commissioner of the revenue. And if there's a fire in a building and you could hire out fire and you help to safely see that people exodus, that's okay. But if you are in a building and you hire out fire and somebody gets hurt because there is no fire, you can't do that. You will be held accountable for that. And so you just have to be aware of this here. But things escalated. They escalated when Thomas took to the podium with an emotional debate unfolding between him and Harrisonburg Mayor Chris Jones. And Mayor Jones challenged him to tell the audience the racial term that he, Thomas, had called Jones, Mayor Jones. And he said, whatever you call it, Mr. Jones, whatever you call it. But Mayor Jones said he had only been called the racial term, which is the N-word, twice in his life. And once was when he was little, and once was last Thomas, according to the mayor. And it was so intense that the mayor said that I need a recess. I'm going to take a recess for about 4 minutes, and I'll be back at 8 o'clock. What he said at Tuesday night's meeting, and emotions were so strong that the meeting was recessed before moving on to the city council agenda. And this is one of many times city council has heard complaints from the community about this email issue. And I just want to say it's not going away. It's not, because you cannot allow individuals to use symbols that were literally responsible for the deaths of millions of people. Millions of people. And I might add that it was not just Jewish individuals. It was not just anti-Semitic. No. Hitler was so caught up in his philosophy of white is right and white superiority and supremacy that he practiced his experimental techniques on an African island where he killed thousands of Africans on that island where the bones are sticking up out the ground right today. And so we have to be aware that you cannot allow the form of any of that type of behavior to exist, anyway, form or fashion. And when you allow just a little bit of that to exist, it what it does is that it perpetuates discrimination, it perpetuates intolerance, it perpetuates perpetuates the attitude that you can do it. And in our city, there has been innocent victims, innocent of acts of intolerance because they feel they can do that. They feel that, well, you do this here, nothing's going to happen, but I want you to be put on notice that it is something's going to happen to you. When people come to a restaurant and they tell a lady, we only tip the citizens, and the lady's been a citizen of her life, all her life. And when you have the use of imagery that is just so unacceptable, it just doesn't make sense. But I'm gonna let you hear a clip here from this particular meeting that happened, and all this is leading up to how I just feel that this is just something that is unacceptable. And if people will address issues, if they would be willing to take a stand and to make a difference, a lot of lack of tension and heated exchanges that are happening because people are taking sides, people are trying to win it. But I want to say that I don't care. Dr. Martin Luther King said that injustice anywhere is a threat to injustice everywhere. It most certainly is. So I want you to take a listen to this here scenario, because it's something that we just can't allow to happen. So I'm going to set this up, and I want to be able to get this here cue just right. Listen to it.
Following his defense of Harrisonburg's Commissioner of the Revenue, Karen Rose, Stephen Thomas was escorted out of city council by police.
We the people demand the immediate resignation or termination of either Commissioner Karen Rose or Harrisonburg City Auditor Jean Ray Ergenbright, or for that matter, both of them.
Nine people took the podium demanding the termination of Rose on the grounds of racial and minority discrimination. Some argue the Hitler emoji email, which was allegedly sent by part-time city auditor Jean Ergenbright back in May, happened under Rose's watch. Those against her argue that's grounds enough for her dismissal.
I can't allow any form of intolerance to exist in this city. This is happening in your city. You can't turn a blind eye to it.
However, those who know Karen Rose say something quite different.
She's a great, wonderful person, and I just think it's an assassination of character that they're working on here.
Things escalated, though, when Thomas took to the podium with an emotional debate sparking between him and City Mayor Chris Jones.
Tell them the racial term that you call it. Whatever you want to call it, Mr. Mayor, whatever you want it, whatever you refer, whatever you call it.
Mayor Jones saying he had only been called that racial term twice in his life, once when he was little and once last week by Thomas, according to him.
I need a recess. I'm going to take a recess for 4 minutes. I'll be back at 8 o'clock.
The emotion so strong, the meeting was recessed before moving on to tonight's city council agenda.
There it is. I was at that meeting. And, yes, I myself was frustrated. I really was. Because when you allow incidents like this to fester, it leads to other things. Why is it that we have to cover up indifference? Just write out raw difference there. Why do we have to cover up, write out raw racial indifference? Why? Why do we have to provide a cloak for a man who used taxpayers' equipment to project that image? Now, you know why a lot of people don't give a darn about this? Because it's something that happened in the past that they feel that Hitler did. Let me tell you something. The imagery and the evil that this man done is alive and well. This is one reason why the Jewish brothers and sisters say, never again. And you might say, well, why aren't they coming forward? Because it's not an issue against the Jews. It is an issue against humanity. Evil is evil, no matter who it is, where it is, in any form and fashion. It is. And I am definitely upset about it. And I'm not going to give up taking a stand against it. Now, I'm allowing you to hear some raw footage of Frank Jackson, who is a national civil rights leader, who is also one of the founding directors of ARMED, which is a national organization. He's going to be sharing some of his perspectives, which he did at that meeting. And I think that we need to realize that we just can't allow this to happen. Here's Frank Jackson sharing.
Mayor, Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the council, I'm Frank Jackson from Chicago. I also am a founding managing director of ARMED. I'm deeply honored to be here today, and I thank you for this few moments that you're allowing me to speak to you. I don't know how many people in this city realize it, but I've done a little research, and Harrisonburg is a great city. I could go through all of the accolades, but time would not permit. But I will say, in spite of all that you have going for yourselves, this time last year, most Americans had never heard of Harrisonburg, Virginia. This is no longer true today. Today, Americans know of Harrisonburg, but for all the wrong reasons. It was in Harrisonburg where someone wrote on the receipt or the restaurant bill at Justice Restaurant, "We don't tip, or we only tip citizens, rather." Hell, from behind the spire of that little city college, from behind that little tiny smile, from that little U.S.-born citizen, I could hear her now saying, "I would serve them again." Now, what an amazing tribute to all of the things that make America great. It was also from Harrisonburg that the First Lady of the U.S. of A. was insulted by one of the salespeople at a car dealership here when he circulated over social media a very distasteful image of the First Lady alongside of the gorilla Harambe, who was shot and killed last May. The caption read, "They shot the wrong gorilla." Within 24 hours, media posts and social media posts had been seen around the country. Fortunately, they understood that whenever an entity is driven by profits generated from the community, we must hold that entity to a higher standard. Likewise, when a public office is funded by and represents the general population, we are left with no choice but to hold that office to a higher standard. With today's cyber technology, passionate messages of both truth and lies, messages of love and hate, and messages of anti-Semitism circle the globe like a speed of light. A year ago, most Americans didn't even know what an emoji was. Most of us knew it as a smiley face. Thanks to Mr. Ergenbright, people all over the country are now familiar with the term Hitler emoji. Wow. Imagine that. Hitler, happy face, Hitler, smiling face. Snap at that. I may not be the brightest light on the tree, but somehow that sounds like an oxymoron to me. Hitler, happy face? Isn't that a contradiction? In her press release, in response to Mr. Ergenbright's nasty deed, Commissioner Karen Rose stated that anyone can pull up a Hitler emoji simply through a simple Google search. Now, that may be the one thing we agree on. I agree with her. She's right. Computers are smart these days. They will remember where we've been on the web, and they will automatically take you back to your most frequently visited websites. So I would say to Karen Rose today, if your computers are trained to pull up Hitler emojis, then Ms. Rose, you're absolutely right. For your computers, it is a simple Google search. When I visited Mr. Ergenbright's Facebook page, it was crystal clear that he wants the government to hold the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton responsible for her poor judgment and for the contents of her emails. It would be hypocritical for Mr. Ergenbright to expect not to be held responsible for his poor judgment and for the content of his emails. To my knowledge, he's offered no apologies or indications of remorse. Now, while providing sanctuary for this Ergenbright to hang out, I wonder if the commissioner even bothered to find out if either of the two of them had violated the hostile environment harassment law. In U.S. labor law, a hostile work environment exists when one's behavior within a workplace creates an environment that is difficult for another person to work in. I would ask her today, Madam Commissioner, when was the last time you checked to see if anyone found it difficult to work with Mr. Ergenbright? The purpose of discrimination laws in the workplace is to promote multiculturalism and diversity. The law absolutely forbids and prohibits anti-Semitism. Almost done. Adolf Hitler's image is a perpetual monument to anti-Semitism. Let me close this out. The Hitler emoji, ludicrous, is an embarrassment, a national embarrassment. I want to close with this. I would say to Mr. Ergenbright today, as an American citizen, you're free to say whatever you choose. And as the commissioner, being an American citizen, she's free to react however she chooses to Mr. Ergenbright's free speech. That's their prerogative. But I must remind Ms. Rose that we too are citizens of this wonderful country that grants freedom of speech. Free speech often comes with consequences. So as I close, let the record show that on this 25th day of October, in the year of our Lord, 2016, as a people united, also Jews, to exercise our First Amendment right. Standing united, we the people call for, no, we the people demand the immediate resignation or termination of either Commissioner Karen Rose or Harrisonburg City Auditor Jean Ray Ergenbright, or for that matter, both of them.
Anyone else? There you heard it. I tell you, our time is about out. But here's my special announcement. In light of this controversy, in light of the lack of leadership to deal with this here, the acquiescence, I cannot allow intolerance in any form to exist. I am declaring my candidacy for the City Council of Harrisonburg, Virginia, as a write-in. And I will do everything I can to stand for truth, to represent people who want truth and to uphold truth, and not to work with individuals who are committed to not speaking what is for the enhancement of helping to maintain this as a friendly city. Yes, I will do what I can to bring peace and reconciliation, but we need to have this in our city so that we can become an example and a model to cities across this country. 57 different languages is a testament to our community. So thank you today for listening to Straight Talk. I know you'll hear more in times to come, but I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you that sometimes change comes about when we're willing to not accept the usual to make things better. And I believe that we can do that. We can do that by working together and being committed and dedicated. And so I want to say that things happen for a reason. I had no intentions of deciding to run, but I feel that to be some alternatives, that we have to give people alternatives. And right in is a significant time as a candidate for the Harrisonburg City Council to do this. So thank you so much for listening. I ask for your prayers, and I pray for our city. I pray for our leaders that we can have an attitude of working together for a better community, standing up for life, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you so much. This has been Stan Talk, Stan Macklin with Straight Talk.